Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7. I'm Brian Mays, and as the announcer just mentioned, we are live at Ship Brothers Brewing as we conclude August, and now we move into September. Already two seasons of week football in the books, and let's recap what happened this past weekend and this past Friday. And we'll start with our game of the week, which was Granville entertaining Tri-Valley. It was an LCL-MVL matchup at Walter J. Hodges Stadium, and Granville comes out victorious by a final of 30-21 over the Scotties. Tri-Valley got the ball first, and they took it right down the field. In fact, it was a 16-play drive covering 80 yards, and it was capped off by this score. They're at the Blue Aces 3-yard line. Spiker, handoff Wade, touchdown. 3 yards out, Levi Wade takes it in, and Tri-Valley strikes first. And that made the score 7-0. So how would Granville respond? Well, they had a 3rd-and-7, and Jackson McMillan was able to find Jacob Culver. Then he found him for 45 yards, which set up Granville with the opportunity to tie this one up. 3rd-and-goal just outside the 1. McMillan gets the snap. Kirby, touchdown! Blue Aces! Line cleared the way that time, and Kyle bowls his way in. And 51 ticks remaining, opening quarter. It's now 7-6. They did miss the extra point, but as we move to the second quarter, Granville decided they better do something on defense. Trips to the near side. LaMonica by himself on the far side, which means one-on-one coverage. Do they try to target him? Do have a receiver in the slot as well. And it's intercepted! The pass intercepted at the 22-yard line by Granville. And I believe that was Austin Thompson who intercepted the pass, and it was. Garrett, it was thrown right to him. Thompson did not have to move. He had a couple of deflections later on in that contest as well, but the Granville offense wasted no time after the interception. 4 plays later, it was once again Kirby time. And half a distance to the goal. They'll repeat 3rd-and-goal. Now it's Kyle Kirby time. Handoff, house call, Blue Aces. You're not stopping him 2 yards out. And Granville takes the lead 12-7 at 10 minutes exactly, second quarter. It was 16-7 after a field goal by Bodie Shopes, and the lead expanded all the way to 24-7. But then Tri-Valley was able to get back in the ball game. They scored and got a 2-point conversion, making it a 1-possession game. But with the opportunity to possibly tie, they had a big 3rd-down. We've mentioned his name a couple times already. This time we do it on defense.
10.5 remains, 4th quarter. Granville up by 8. LaMonica's been quiet catching the ball in the second half. Spiker, he's looking that direction. Nobody open. Now he's going to try and take off. Kirby's going to get him at the 42. Oh, the speed by Kyle Kirby prevented that. If he's not there, he's probably to midfield with a 1st down. But Kirby from his linebacker spot came in and drilled him.
And that set up a punt, which Granville got the ball. They decided, okay, Kyle, let's have you take it to the house one more time.
At the 16 of Tri-Valley, Granville up by 8. Kirby again, 15, 10, 5, head down, and house call, Granville. He just put his team on his back and said, enough is enough. It's time for me to score his 4th touchdown of the night. And it's the Blue Aces now up by a score of 29-15. They tack on the extra point. Tri-Valley does score a touchdown later, goes for two and does not get it. That's your final, 30-21. Granville victorious. Kirby now with eight touchdowns in two games. Licking Valley and Amanda Clear Creek, they met for the first time this past Friday at Randy Boffman Stadium, and Amanda got an early lead, up 14-0 in the first quarter, but Licking Valley rallied, settled down, and got a 28-14 victory, basically doing it on the ground with 221 rushing yards. Brody Rogers had only 50 yards, but got to pay dirt three times to give the Panthers the victory. It did start out a little ugly for Licking Valley, 60 penalty yards, minus 6 yards of offense, and a blocked punt along with an interception that started the ball game, and that's why Valley was down 14-0, but they shut down the Aces the rest of the way, were able to tie the game at 14 going into halftime, and then Donovan Gialoni and Rogers with touchdown runs in the second half, giving the final score 28-14 in favor of Licking Valley. We'll stay with the LCL Buckeye. Kind of a shocker, Watkins Memorial went up 21-0 at halftime against Sheridan, and even though Sheridan was able to get close a couple times in the second half, the Warriors did pull away late to get a 42-14 victory, their first in this 2025 campaign. Drew Samsel went 18 of 29 for 272 yards and a couple of touchdowns, both of those going to Jaden Ricketts, the Ohio State commit, who had three catches for 98 yards. Rocco Pascoe had two short touchdown runs. Graham Smith, a solid game in the backfield, 17 carries, 112 yards and a score. And Alex Arthurs had an interception, 94 yards for a pick six for the Warriors to get the very solid victory. Licking Heights now 0-2 on the season. They took on Bishop Reedy, and the Silver Knights were able to stop a fourth and goal early and rode that momentum up 13-0 at halftime, and they get the 30-0 victory at Ohio Dominican. So Heights now 0-2. We have Reedy and Licking Valley for you as the high school football game of the week this Friday from Hanover, with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. LCL Cardinal, two big victories. One, a major upset. Utica goes to Knox County. Danville, brand new stadium. It's their home opener. The Redskins did not care, especially Aaron Hayes. He had four touchdowns as Utica spanked Danville 27-8. Hayes had touchdown runs of 3 and 1 yards, and also threw a pair of touchdown passes to Hunter McKinney from 25 and 50 yards out, as Utica had a 20-8 halftime lead, and they got a couple more picks in the second half to have their defense just shut down a very potent Danville offense, but they were no match for Utica's defense. So that's their first win on the young season. Johnstown is 2-0 as they continue to just get it done on the ground. Ryan Sager, 262 yards, 23 carries, 5 touchdowns, as the Johnnies are victorious 42-14 over Centerburg. Sager scored on runs of 1, 9, 66, 14, 4, and 17, who Johnstown was just up 12-8 at halftime, but as they do almost every year, they just wear you down in the second half, and that's exactly what happened, as they then expanded their lead up to 34-14 and scored late to get the victory. Landon Myers added 76 yards on 15 carries. Luke Carter, quarterback, efficient enough, 4 of 6 for 73 yards, and also a shout-out to Preston Carey with 10 solo tackles for the Johnnies defense as they again, they moved to 2-0. Heath was still winless after a couple of games. They were only able to get a field goal and a loss at a very talented Buckeye Valley squad. Final there was 29-3. The Barons led 16-3 at halftime and went on to the victory. So the Bulldogs will try to right the ship this week when they take on Academy in Columbus. Newark Catholic was battling West Jefferson and was just 14-13 in the first quarter, but then the Rough Riders were just able to pull away and wear down Newark Catholic, scoring 20 in the second quarter, and goes on to a 55-13 victory. So West Jeff is now 2-0, Newark Catholic 0-2. They go on the road again, another long road trip, traveling east close to the Ohio River, and they'll take on Buckeye Trail this Friday.
Northridge trying to move to 2-0. They blocked a Fredericktown punt early in the game, in fact, the first possession, and then scored to lead 7-0. But then Fredericktown did what they needed to do. They ran the football 247 yards rushing in getting the 34-14 win over the Vikings. Their quarterback, Blake Sipes, 247 yards on 19 carries and had three touchdowns. The Vikings were able to get to within 13 at 27-14, but could get no closer as the Freddies now move to 2-0 on the season. Braden Bingham had 34 yards on 13 carries for Northridge to lead them in the rushing attack. Maybe the surprise of the whole evening took place just down the road from us at Whitefield. Mount Vernon came in taking on Newark, who had scored 56 points in the first game against Licking Heights. They were unable to get the offense going as Mount Vernon gets a 24-7 stunner at Whitefield after Newark went undefeated at home last year. The Yellow Jackets play drives of 14, 13, 10, and 9 were able to keep the Wildcats offense on the field. And when Newark did get on the field, a couple of turnovers really did derail them. In fact, the first play of the game was a 34-yard pitch six for Mount Vernon's defense. Landon Dawson picked off the pass, and that kind of set the tone for the entire night. Mount Vernon rushed for 294 yards and outgained the Cats 331-156. A couple of players were out as well for Newark, but they were just not able to slow down the Mount Vernon offense. They did get to within 18-7, but then Mount Vernon was able to do a 10-play, 76-yard drive in the third that accumulated with another touchdown that made it 24-7, and that was the final. Alex Irvin Royster led Newark with 81 yards on just 10 carries, and Bodie Smith was 7 of 20 for 93 yards. So Newark is now 1-1 on the campaign, and they will take on another one of their rivals, that being the Zanesville Blue Devils, over in Muskingum this Friday night. So that wraps up the Friday games. When we return, we'll hear from Lakewood football head coach Pete German and talk about this season and what he looks to do ahead as head coach of the Lancers. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage and Heat. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heat, 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
Ever notice how one misplay can mess up an entire football season? Selecting the wrong insurance can be just as bad. Everything is great until it isn't. A claim happens and you can't talk to a real person. Kind of like a football team without a head coach. This is where we come in. I'm Cindy Lane. Let our team here at Lewis Clark Insurance provide choices for your insurance needs. Proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Auto Owners Insurance, just one of the teams in our playbook. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
The Commercial Exmark Laser Z Zero Turn Mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Life is sweeter with dessert. Someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Come see us for the 2025 factory-authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and a two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
And we're back with the Licking County Locker Room Show on KATE 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. Tonight, we're going to talk a little Lakewood High School football and the brand new football coach. Coach Pete German joins us. Coach, thank you so much for joining us and having your players with us as well. We'll hear from them in the next segment. What have you been able to, because you've been around a little bit and you've been able to be around some different coaches, how much do you like to take from mentors and coaches that you've worked with and then install what you want to? Because it has to be a balancing act, because you want your footprint, but you've had the opportunity to learn from a bunch as well.
Yes, sir, and thank you for having us here tonight. This is an awesome venue to be at. But you're right. There's four guys in particular that really had a big impact on my life, and that's starting at a young age. That was Coach Starr at Newark, the legendary head coach there, and he, if there was a person that was ever more mentally tough than him, I never saw him, and I've yet to see him. But the one thing about Coach Starr that he loved his players, and he loved them unconditionally, and he was tough on them when he needed to be tough on them, but he was just truly a one-of-a-kind man. I guess the mental toughness aspect I like to bring from him. The tactical aspect of things, I've never seen a better tactician than Coach Boffman, and I was fortunate enough to play for him and then work for him when I was younger. And my uncle, he was a longtime defensive coordinator there, Tim German at Valley, and he's a guy that just always prepared, always aggressive, and he always did things the right way. And he's, to this day, guys will come up to him 20, 25 years ago after playing for him, and hey, Coach, how we doing? And again, these guys are all in the same mold. They love their players unconditionally. They're tough. They're smart. But the guy that really I got to chalk everything up to is my dad. Mm-hmm. And he's, I don't think he's met a stranger yet. And he knows how to treat people, but he, at the same time, he knows how to get the very best out of everybody. The impact that he had on me and my two brothers is that treat people how you want to be treated, but at the same time, that relentless drive to be a winner and competitive in everything that you do, that's a true mark of a champion, and he's won a lot of them. And so really bringing Coach Starr's mentality to things, trying to bring Coach Boffman's tactics to things, and then really bringing Dad's just his competitiveness into things is the way we want to do things at Lakewood.
I will say that when I've went and spoke to Coach Boffman, I have told him, you know, they do digitize stuff. You can move the VHS tapes, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No,
he's got the library there.
I wouldn't plan on that. No.
So when you went for this position, and you had been around the Lakewood program, I know you had worked at Lakewood Middle School and worked with some of the youth, you know,
Why take this opportunity? What made you want to say, hey, I want to be the next coach here, and I want to make something special happen here in Lake Woodland?
Well, it's all because of those young guys over there. That group that I got to work with a couple years ago, they are truly a unique group of kids. They're a great group of kids. They're a tough, smart, and accountable group of young men, and that's the standard that we want to set at Lakewood. And then the opportunity presented itself, and we had a change in leadership out at Lakewood with Mr. Coffey taking the reins as the superintendent, and I couldn't ask for a better person to work for. He's a tremendous person, and when he gave me the opportunity to take this challenge on with him leading the district, I think we're capable of anything. He's awesome, and these young men are definitely capable of doing anything.
I want to make sure I get this right from the quote you had in the paper when you got the job. My coaching philosophy revolves around leadership, discipline, and teamwork. I am committed to fostering a program where athletes are held to high expectations, where character development is just as important as athletic ability. Okay, that's a long statement, but it is combining, to me, I think, success that you want to see on the football field as well as success off the football field as well.
Yes, and the success that we've had so far off the field, that's really showing itself well. We've got great reports back from our teachers so far, and I know we're only in third week of school here, but our kids are up front in classes. They're paying attention. They're turning their assignments in. We're carrying a high grade point average. We're being accountable to ourselves and making sure that we get a great education, because Lakewood is a great place to get an education, and those teachers there are awesome. They're some of the best I've ever met, and they do so many unique things there, and it's an awesome place to get your education as a young person. But it's not just about grades. It's not just about how we do things in the classroom. It's how we act. It's how we do things outside the classroom. And it will transfer to the success on the football field. I've seen it too many times. And we will get there. We will achieve our goals. But that all takes into having the discipline to getting your work done, being a leader when you're in the school, making sure that you're setting a good example, and making sure that you're accountable to yourself and to your teammates and to your family.
And I think some folks that don't understand the game of football don't realize it's not just the walkthrough in the game on Friday. It really is. The film session starts the very next day,
yep.
And what you do Monday through Thursday to get ready for this. Have you seen that hunger for the players to want to learn, to want to be more consistent and understand, yeah, it may not come weeks 1, 2, 3, but it will get there, and they could be the building blocks for that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where when I ask a question during film study, very few times is there not a question. These guys want to learn. They're eager to learn. They want to know why, hey, this is done this way because of this, or this play is executed this way because this is the result we're looking for. These guys are hungry to learn, and they're young. That's the thing. We are a very, very young team, and it's so cool to see that process. How, okay, now they're starting to see this development. Now they're seeing why we want to do this. And I tell them all the time, we're not talking just for the sake of talking. We're talking because we want to teach you these lessons on and off the field. We demand the excellence that we are going to achieve, and we will achieve it. But these are all things, football translates to life really well. If you're disciplined in football, you're disciplined in the classroom, you're going to be disciplined outside, and you'll have a very successful life with that.
Is it more of a challenge when you have such a young team to keep them in it mentally when it starts to maybe go off the rails a little bit and it's tough for them to keep it focused? Or have you seen them maybe be a little bit older than, I hate to say 15 or 16, but that's the case?
No, we have a lot of maturity for our age, I will say that, as far as, maybe not physical maturity yet, but we're gaining on that. But we are mentally very mature, I feel like.
you know, we're still harping on the fundamentals. We're always going to harp on the fundamentals, but they are executing better in practice. We are seeing gains. We played two really, really good MVL teams right out of the gate. So, there was a little bit of I'm kind of down. I'm feeling sorry for myself for a little bit there, but it's fellas, it's right back to work. We don't have any time to waste. It's football is as you said. I mean, it's full go. It's 7 days a week, and these guys, they haven't given up, and they won't give up.
I've said this to a couple of coaches. I've asked them, you know, is it more of a multifaceted role as a coach these days, where it's coach, it's counselor, sometimes maybe a parental figure, and sometimes a friend. I don't think the kids have changed much since maybe you went through it, but maybe there's a different or extra layers as a coach these days, maybe than when you were playing?
I can't really say that. That might be something I differ with you a little bit on, because being around Coach Starr and being around Coach Boffman, I saw that in all those guys. Mm. And those two gentlemen are truly, I'm very fortunate to have to say I got to be around and I got to play for a guy, both of them. They got stadiums named after them, so they did something right.
Yes, that's true.
And to this day, Coach Boffman, I have no doubt that if I would ever need some, he would be the first guy to say, hey, what can I do for you? And he's given me great advice so far. Coach Starr, when he was still around, I know he would be up in the bleachers every Friday watching us, and I'm sure he would have suggestions on that. And they were those guys. They were those counselors. They were the guys that if you really had something serious going on in your life, they were the guys that you went and talked to. And they are still, Coach Boffman is still that guy. Like I said, I've never seen anything different than that. Those two gentlemen, they truly care a lot. And That's the only example I know.
No, I think that's a pretty strong example right there to have those guys. And I think because you said it, they were invested not just in the program, but the kids in the program. And maybe that's where I've seen sometimes coaches are just invested in the program.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not invested in the players to help that thrive and survive, then that's maybe where it gets off the rails a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, I mean, he's continuing to have success. And that's the example that I want to set for these guys. I want them to know that, hey, coach, I've got this in my life. I want to know what's going on in their life. I want to make sure that they know they can come talk to us. And the coaching staff so far, I believe, has just done a tremendous job of that. We get questions every day from kids like, hey, coach, how do I approach this situation? Or I've got this going on in life. What should we be doing? And we constantly focus on, hey, we got to keep our mission and our men focused. And how do we do that? We got to take care of them. So,
but to have that trust factor with the kids being comfortable to come to you and the other coaches,
yeah.
I think that says a lot.
There's nobody on the team so far that we don't check in regularly with, and that they don't come up and talk to us. They can come up and talk to us. It's a policy that I have. If you guys ever have a question, man, don't be afraid to come talk to us. Like, we want to know. We want to help. We want to make sure when you leave us, you are as prepared as possible to go out and succeed in the world.
LCL Cardinal is no walk in the park. And we've got a couple of non-conference games left, but you just look. I mean, you have the rivalry with Heath. Then you've got Johnstown. Northridge has improved. Utica just knocked off Danville. You've been around this, so you know what the gauntlet is. But I love how the competition really seems to bring out the best in everybody. And you know when you're playing them, and they know this now with you being the head coach, there's no easy game in the LCL.
No, there's not. And you know, that upset that Utica had on Danville, I was in the truck on the way home listening to it, and I just said, wow, the LCL just got a lot tougher. The LCL just got a lot tougher. And Coach Ward has done a phenomenal job at Heath, just maintaining. And I know they kind of got a little stumble out of the gate, but you know with Heath, they're consistent, they're tough, they're fast, and they're always disciplined. And Coach Carter, he's a guy that you know you're in for a fist fight when you go play the Johnnies. He is he has always got hard-nosed, tough kids up there, and they make no qualms about it. They want to run.
Yeah, you know exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah,
but
you know what they're going to do. It's come stop it.
Yeah,
and it's you're in. Like I said, you're in for a fist fight that night. And the LCL, between the LCL and the MVO, I can't think of two tougher leagues. And it is. It's a constant. It's a heavyweight fight every night.
Yep. And so, do you feel like your players are understanding that? And again, I guess I go back to the youngsters kind of going maybe through their first round of the league coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of wide eyes there the first couple of weeks because it's not middle school anymore.
Right.
You're playing tough competition. You're playing a lot of guys that have prepared a long time for this, and like I said, are physically more mature than us. But the one thing that I can say about our group of young men, none of them have quit. We demand and expect 100% effort all the time, and they've given that to us. But it goes back to fundamentals, and you know, we say even if you make a mistake, as long as you make that mistake going 100%, there's nothing to be upset about. We're not going to be mad about it. No, we are going to correct it. But as long as you give that 100% effort, that's what we're looking for. And that's the first step of taking that step of progression.
Is there another step also of, I know you're not supposed to use this word in high school sports, but recruiting at that middle school level where they want to stay a part of this when they become freshmen, sophomores, and juniors? And how do you try to massage that in for a group that's obviously much younger, but
yeah,
is kind of looking and saying, do I want to do this?
Well, that player retention, it's funny that you mentioned that. It was one of the things that we talked about when I was in the process of going for this job. You know, that jump. I was watching our Biddy League this weekend. They won all three games through Biddy League Middle School. They tied a much bigger school than what we're accustomed to playing. We were tied up against Heath when I left the game tonight, and it's that drop from middle school to high school, that player retention. How do we keep that player retention? And yeah, it shows to the boys that, hey, I am invested, I am here, I want you to be better than what you want for yourself. And it's giving them the tools to be set up for success. And I think that's the reason why we have such a strong freshman and sophomore class. And it's certainly not because of just me, but the coaching staff, we have said all along, hey, we want you here. You have to be here. If we are going to get out of this situation we find ourselves in, you have to do it. We can teach you how to do it. We can show you how to do it. But you guys have to go out there on Friday nights, and you have to do it. And these younger kids, they've bought in hook, line, and sinker. And the older kids, the seniors, Garrett Hardway, Jalen White, he get Connor Ford, and you'll talk to him here in a minute. Those guys have done a great job, phenomenal job of helping the younger kids, because they were all learning together. It's a new system, and they said, "Listen, if we make a mistake, that's fine, but you follow our lead. We're gonna take this where we want it to go."
And I like the fact where you've talked about, we are going to turn this around. There's a lot of we, and you have. I always say, coach has to have confidence that his program and system is going to work. But what you just said too was, we're going to lay the groundwork, but you guys have to grab the shovels.
Yep.
And if they understand that, I mean, that's, to me, that's half the battle.
Yeah, and all of the kids that played for me a couple of years ago, they were working out. We're getting ready to start conditioning, and they're like, "You guys haven't seen anything yet. Like, you guys are going to do more running than you could ever imagine." And the seniors, they've never shied away, because they come in and they tell me all the time, they're like, "Coach, what do we need to do to set a better example? What do we need to do to make sure that, hey, we are leaving this better than what we found it?" And again, it all goes back to those questions. We always have questions. We want questions. We want smart, tough, and accountable kids. And we have them. It's just that process, that maturation process, that takes a little while.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I wish you all the best at Lakewood. We'll hear from your players here in just a minute. But I don't know you very well, but I feel very comfortable the right hire has been done at Lakewood.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's so cool to be here because Rob Shipp, when I was running around at Newark as a little kid, I used to steal his helmet and run around with him, and he'd have to chase me, and then Coach Starr's jumping in the mix there and give him his helmet back, and it's so cool to come full circle. I wish he was here to see it. I think he'd be really proud of us.
I think he would be. But you know what, Rob? Take care of your equipment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what it comes
down
to.
Don't let that 5-year-old steal your helmet.
Coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you
very
much.
Good luck the rest of the way. We'll take a break. We'll talk to some more Lakewood Lancer football players after this timeout. You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Come see us for the 2025 factory-authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
When I was young, people would ask me what I wanted to do when I grew up. My answer was always the same. I want to work in insurance so I can help people like my dad does. And the rest is history. I'm Cindy, and carrying out my dad's legacy is a big deal to our team. Being able to offer our clients choices as an independent insurance agency is invaluable and is part of that legacy. Auto Owners Insurance has been dedicated to the independent agency system for over 100 years, a partnership we can trust. Lewis Clark Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance, your hometown team. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Let's head back to the Licking County Locker Room Show, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And we continue our look and discussion with Lakewood High School football. We've got three players with us and really running the gamut of young to old. We've got Colton Castle, a freshman, Luca Vines, a sophomore, and the old man on the block, Connor Ford. We'll start with you, Mr. Senior. First of all, for the audience that doesn't know, what positions do you play here on this football team?
I play defensive line and offensive line.
I didn't mean to confuse you.
I know.
As a senior, I thought you'd be ready to go here. Why football? What got you interested in football at a young age, and why have you stayed with it?
Well, I didn't start playing till seventh grade. But to be honest, I stopped playing all sports because I stopped enjoying basketball, and I never really got into baseball. And really, my brother got me into football after watching him, and just took off from there.
So why stay with it? What if there's one or two things that make you enjoy the game and enjoy getting ready for Friday nights, what would they be?
I mean, it's sort of like a process. Like, it's sort of like a schedule. There's no really, like, great answer for that for me, but I just enjoy playing. I think it's the best sport possible.
Perfect answer. All right, we'll just go down the line here. We'll go to the sophomore, Nets, Luca Vines. Luca, what position do you play?
I play running back, and I'm a corner.
Okay, so you get a lot of attention on both sides of the ball there a little bit, so let's start on the defensive side about playing corner. I think that's one of the tougher positions to play. You've got to be able to judge quickly if it's going to, especially if you got an RPO quarterback, run pass. So why do you enjoy playing corner? I guess I should ask, do you enjoy playing corner?
I mean, it's my first year playing corner. It's really hard. I mean, I feel like I have to really be able to read the quarterback and the receiver, but I know my safety has my back, so it makes me feel a lot more comfortable playing corner whenever I know I have teammates that have my back.
I might ask you the toughest question, and I told you guys I wouldn't have any tough questions, but being on an island like you are as a corner, do you feel sometimes the officials let the wide receivers get away with more than you guys are allowed to?
I feel like sometimes they let us play, depending on the refs, but overall, I feel like they really let us go hand-to-hand.
Okay.
Play.
So you don't have to do too much adjustment to how the game's called?
No.
Okay. How about as a running back? Why do you like doing that?
I mean, I like running the ball. I like getting the ball. I feel like it's a lot more easier to read, and it's a lot more simple than a cornerback is. I mean, I grew up watching Nick Chubb, and he's one of my favorite players, so I really just wanted to follow his path.
Was that what got you interested in football, was watching some of it on TV, or what made you want to drive to become a football player?
Watching a lot of TV on football, just watching movies about it really sparked my interest, so I would say, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, newbie, you're up next. Colton, as a freshman, what positions for you, sir?
I play cornerback and wide receiver.
Okay, so now that I've said that question about wide receivers, what do you try to get away with as a wide receiver? It's okay.
Sometimes holding a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If I'm having trouble blocking the corner, sometimes I'll try to, I don't know, play unfair.
Well, I don't know if we want to go that far, but a lot of people think as a wide receiver you're just looking out to get catches, but blocking is an important part of this. And was that something that maybe even surprised you getting into the role a little bit, of how much blocking and stuff you have to do?
I've had lots of different coaches, and we've had a lot of run teams and a lot of pass teams, so it's not a completely new thing, but I do have trouble sometimes doing it, so I'm trying to improve that.
Does it help on the other side of the ball when you're playing corner, kind of understanding what wide receivers are like and what they do?
Yeah, definitely. Knowing like what I do as a receiver, I try to find those tendencies in other receivers, and I use that to my advantage.
I'll ask both of you, since you both play corner on defense, is it
there are obviously positions that you need to understand and roles that you have to do, but is it kind of like a gambling deal sometimes where you think, I'm going to maybe try to jump this route, or I may try to guess what's happening here maybe than more of some of the other positions, whoever wants to take that?
Yeah, I really feel like you have to read your keys and just make sure you always look at their hips, and that's really...
Okay. Golden, you agree with that?
Yeah. Also, if I see a receiver running the same route multiple times, sometimes I'll maybe shift towards that. Like, if they run a lot of go balls, maybe I'll take an extra step back so I have that extra step on him.
Okay. So now that Colton has already said he wants to play unfair, let's get dirty on the offensive and defensive lines. I mean, we know it's not the nicest position to play, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on that we don't want to even talk about that we're seeing. So how do you play hard and physical but not get those penalties and not maybe get baited by some of the other team?
The main part is you can't let someone get in your head. That's what really gets offensive and defensive line, like, really going. But really, you just got to keep your hands inside, and the refs can't see it or call it if they see that. Defensive line, you can do whatever you want, basically.
It seems like that sometimes. So is it harder than on offense, you think?
I believe so. And it takes a lot more, like, coordination when it comes to, like, doing exactly what you need to do during a play, pulling, pass blocking. I believe offensive line is a lot more difficult position than some people think.
I would totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. So, again, just because I'm going to pick on you since you're the old man of this group, what are you trying to establish with these two guys? And, again, young freshman and sophomore classes, that you want them to stay around and take some of what you're trying to do. So what are you trying to either lead by example during practices or talking? What are you trying to drive to these two?
I'm mainly trying to lead by example because I had a lot of seniors who led by example, took me underneath their wing, taught me a bunch of stuff, started as a freshman, so I had to go through that whole thing and figure out plays and figure out how to use my body correctly. And it really just takes a lot of coordination and, like, being together. That's what I feel like most teams need is... You guys need to go hang out or go get ice cream or something.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps bring sophomores, freshmen, all of them feel like they're included.
And, when we were talking to Coach, it is the investment in the program. And, you know, unfortunately, this is kind of your last ride. But working with a new coach and getting that established, I'm sure that's what you're trying to leave too, is saying, okay, we've started the stepping stones with me in this senior class.
Yeah.
For you guys, what do you see from him as a leader? What things do you want to take away as you go into your next year as a junior and then you become a sophomore? Anything that you're seeing from a leadership attributes that Connor brings to the table?
I mean, he's a really loud guy.
A really loud guy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's a really loud guy, and he always, since last year, he always give, like, teammates rides and stuff to practice. It's just, like, the little things, like hanging out, like he said, then just really, like, taking everyone under your wing, you know, for the younger guys. And he really stepped up this year and last year, taking everyone under their wing and helping them become a better football player.
Colton?
Pretty much just what he said. He's been making me feel included and taking freshmen under his wing.
And another thing we heard, too, was it's okay to make mistakes. Like, sometimes you feel like if I drop a ball or if I miss a block, you know, how much trouble I'm going to get in. But are you also trying to say, hey, I've made mistakes. I still make mistakes as a senior. You just learn from it and try to get better so you don't make that mistake next time.
Oh, yeah. Well, no one's ever perfect. And it's really hard to do everything correctly when you have over 160 to like 120 plays in a game. It's really hard to make every single one you're in to be perfect. Everyone misses a block. Everyone misses their footwork. It happens. But there's definitely some, you have to be more consistent.
Right, right.
When it comes to that.
I get it. All right. This is probably the second tough question since he's looking over your shoulder. Coach German, your thoughts on him. Now, see, it's easy for you because you're a senior, so you wouldn't have to run too many gassers or things like that. These two, there's more pressure. But what do you feel he's brought to the program this year?
I feel he's brought more, like, community into it and trying to build a new, completely new program, like new jerseys, new, like, football, stuff like everything has to be new. We walk through the stadium new. Everything needs to, we have new helmets, like stuff like that. It needs to be like a complete change from what we have been in the past years.
Is there a certain type of personality he brings to it as well? Because, I mean, he seems pretty low-key, pretty consistent across the board. Of course, I didn't know that you were a loud person either, so go figure. But is there a certain type of demeanor he brings that maybe helps getting this process going?
I believe it's the discipline part. We never established discipline when I've been playing for 4 years. I didn't ever have to run right after a game the next morning. Never had to do that, but I didn't know that it completely helps you for the next week. Like, the week after, I'd feel perfectly fine. Before, I felt like I was trash.
Luca, what do you think of Coach?
I mean, he really stepped up. I mean, I had him in middle school. He really took a lot of players and made them into better football players and really helped everyone around the team. And just, like, grade sheets. Like, we have grade where we had to, like, have grade sheets every week. And he just really keeps us, like, focused in school. School's always the most important part for us when it comes to football. I mean, he really keeps us and make us have accountability of ourselves, and I feel like he really changed his program a lot.
And as for you, getting just started in your high school life, per se, and now you're hearing discipline, you're hearing structure, has that been difficult, or has you been able to understand it and know why it's being done?
Yeah, well, like him, I had him in middle school, mm-hmm. and... It was a big change. Like, we won a few games that season, and I remember him getting fired, and we had a lot of boys go to the school board and try to get him back, and that, like, shows what difference he made to our team.
Have you been able to see, like, taking your middle school time and now seeing how he's been able to adapt with seniors and upperclassmen as well? Same type of guy?
Yeah.
All right, so we're into week three. I'm going to ask all of you kind of what your goals are for the team and then for yourselves individually. Obviously, you want to win some football games. There's no question about that. But, and we'll start with you, Colton. What do you want to accomplish in the rest of your freshman year and then how that will translate to the team?
Well, obviously, I want to win a few games. But besides that, I want to be able to see that this program is turning around. The record might not show it, but I want people to look at us and see that we're not the same Lakewood football team that's been playing for 20 years.
Luca?
I just want for everyone on the team to improve individually and become better at their positions. Even if this year doesn't go as well, we know we have changed a lot. I mean, like he said, our record may have not said it, but we're doing a lot of things differently this year, like tackling-wise, doing a lot more hitting and practices, and always going all-go, like we're all going 110% at it every single day and always pushing ourselves to be better.
Anything for you individually that you're looking for goals?
I'm looking forward to winning a lot more games this year and just trying to get better at my position for this year and next year. For myself and I.
Okay. All right, old man River, you're up.
I'm really just looking for, like, some seniors take... I mean, I get losing is, like, really harsh, and I've went through it and stuff, but I love having fun when it comes to the sport. Like, go out there and laugh or something. I get it's an angry sport, but I go over and I start messing with people while, like, like tap on the back of their helmet or something.
Now, your own team or the other team?
Oh, both.
And so I think you're trying to balance. I mean, you're right. It's a physical, intense game,
yeah.
But you have to have some fun with it. And is that what you're trying to maybe even carry over
yeah.
to the younger guys?
I believe that's what brings the best part of the sport out instead of, like, the stressful. I get that in certain situations. Like, you want to win, but sometimes you just got to have fun and go play.
Okay.
Like, you just got to go out there and sometimes I say just play Madden or something. I don't know.
Well, no, I get it. I get it. All right, I did find out, unfortunately, the one downside for your coach is he is a Cleveland Browns fan, and it's fifth generation. So besides them not making the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. Who are you guys' picks to win the Super Bowl? No! That's off the table. That is not possible. You're going to stick to that?
Yep.
Good luck to you, son. That's all I can say. Good luck to you.
Luka? Browns as well.
Have you completely manipulated their minds? I mean, senior, come through for me here, Connor.
As optimistic, but we'll go Texans.
I like that. I like that. A little off the market. That's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick.
Yeah.
The other two, I wish you well. That's all I can tell you. Guys, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming down. I know it's just after practice. You're busy, but thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room next, as we are live from Ship Brothers Brewing on K98.7.
I'm Cindy, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love this season. Cool nights, stadium lights, and bleachers full of hometown fans ready to support their favorite football team. As a hometown agency since 1966, Lewis Clark Insurance is proud to represent auto owners' insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. We'll find the protection you need for your auto, home, small business, or life. Ready for some new plays? You'll want auto owners' insurance and Lewis Clark Insurance on your team. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Come see us for the 2025 Factory Authorized Clearance Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSEP's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing. Serving Licking County for 30 years. Voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike's Roofing.net.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246. 0246.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on Cape 98.7.
Thanks again to Lakewood for joining us on this Monday evening. Next Monday, we'll be taking a ride on the green wave. Like how I did that, CJ? Yeah, never mind. I made a joke, and you weren't paying attention. I mean, come on. Anyway, we'll have Newark Catholic next Monday, and we'll be talking some volleyball with them as well. So hopefully you can join us here in person at Ship Brothers or right here on Kate 98.7 starting at 6:30. Week 3 schedule looks like this. Zanesville entertaining Newark in the rivalry game there. Newark trying to get back on the winning track. Two undefeateds hooking up in Johnstown. The Johnnies entertaining Granville. That should be a great matchup. Licking Heights will host Thornville Sheridan. Taze Valley visits Watkins. Heath will be on the road at Academy. Northridge takes on Granville Heights. Boy, they gave Heights all they could handle last year, losing just by one score. See if the Vikings can get the win at home in their beautiful facility. Our Lakewood Lancers that we talked to this evening, they'll be on the road at Burn Union. Can Utica get two straight huge victories? They are at home entertaining Fredericktown, who is unbeaten. That would be a big win for Coach Charlie Rowley in Utica if they could get that one at home. Newark Catholic on the road. They play at Buckeye Trail. And our game of the week should be a dandy. Licking Valley entertaining Bishop Reedy. That game 20-14 last year. Licking Valley winning in Columbus. See if they can make it two straight over the Silver Knights. Pre-game at 6:45. Live kickoff at 7 right here at 98.7. Even though he ignored my joke, CJ, great job here down here at Ship Brothers. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you Friday from Hanover. This has been the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage in Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.